the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, December the 5th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. No jail time recommended for Mike Flynn due to what prosecutors call substantial cooperation. Also on the Wednesday rundown, Utah lawmakers override a voter-approved medical marijuana law, plus biologists send warning signals about the border wall's ecological impacts. Topping our news, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn should receive a lenient sentence that does not include prison time because of his substantial assistance to the government. That from Bloomberg News. They report Special Counsel Robert Mueller made the recommendation in a filing that blacked out most of the details of Flynn's cooperation over the last year. Bloomberg adds that after pleading guilty early last December to lying to federal agents, Flynn provided useful information during 19 interviews. Mueller's office says the investigations are ongoing. The state of Utah has a new medical marijuana law, but as Mark Richardson reports, it isn't the one that voters approved at the ballot box.
On Monday, a special session of the Republican-led Utah legislature voted on a compromise bill. It contained significant changes to the approved proposition, and it was signed by Governor Gary Herbert. Chase Thomas heads the Alliance for a Better Utah, one group that backed the original measure. Thomas says even though the move was legal, it wasn't right.
We were urging the legislature to vote against the compromise. We feel it didn't fully honor the vote of the people from November. The voters weren't at the negotiating table for this compromise, and we just feel that their vote should have been honored and the proposition should have gone through.
The Utah Constitution allows lawmakers to make changes to voter-approved propositions and also lets voters overrule the legislature at the ballot box. At the Monday session, lawmakers and lobbyists considered amendments for what they called public safety issues. Proposition 2 had been approved on election night with a 53% margin, or about 60,000 votes out of the 1 million cast.
And with the state's recent decisions to relax methane flaring regulations and the federal government deferring to the states, Eric Tegedoff reports North Dakota regulations are moving away from the rest of the country.
The North Dakota Industrial Commission voted to stay on its current track and increase gas capture goals from 85 to 88% in January, but has added wiggle room for oil and gas producers to meet that goal. The industry has failed to meet the current capture goal 5 months in a row. With the Bureau of Land Management's decision to rescind Obama-era flaring rules, Attorney Joel Meyer with Earth Justice says it's the state's prerogative to come up with its own guidelines.
Those state flaring standards in North Dakota are really the only applicable standards for flaring right now, because the Bureau of Land Management has said that complying with the state flaring standards counts as complying with the federal standards as well.
Earth Justice has filed a lawsuit on behalf of such groups as the Western Organizations of Resource Councils and Fort Berthold Power against BLM for rescinding the methane flaring rules. The Interior Department says the Obama-era regulations were too burdensome on the industry.
And people languishing in federal prison for decades on nonviolent drug convictions may get a new chance at justice, that if the U.S. Senate finds the political will to pass sentencing reform in the final weeks of the lame duck session.
Groups on both left and right of the political spectrum support the First Step Act, a series of measures to give judges more freedom to get around harsh sentencing laws first passed in the 1980s and 90s. Kara Gotch with the Sentencing Project says the bill would take the existing reforms that fixed the gulf between sentences for trafficking crack versus powder cocaine and make them retroactive.
It would impact about 2,600 people who are still in prison, and it would give them an opportunity to petition to a judge for resentencing.
President Donald Trump has expressed support for the bill, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has yet to schedule a vote. The U.S. has 2.6 million people behind bars right now, but these reforms would only affect the 181,000 in federal prison. I'm Suzanne Potter.
According to the group Families Against Mandatory Minimums, Missouri has the 8th largest prison population in the country and will have to build 2 additional prisons to accommodate 35,000 people by 2021 unless sentencing reforms are passed. Finally, Eric Tegedoff reports as Congress pushes back on a funding deadline to avoid a government shutdown, conservation groups are urging representatives to reject any spending bill that includes funding for a border wall.
As Congress pushes back a funding deadline to avoid a government shutdown, conservation groups are urging representatives to reject any spending bill that includes funding for a border wall. Sergio Avila is a wildlife biologist with the Sierra Club. He believes the $22 billion project would do little to deter immigration along the U.S.-Mexico border, but could have profound effects on ecological systems in South Texas and other border states. Avila explains, in nature, there are no borders.
Blocking corridors and blocking wildlife can affect their adaptation to climate change and can also impact the long-term survival of some at-risk or endangered species in the United States.
Avila says a wall would prevent bison, jaguars, black bears, and bighorn sheep from migrating to cooler regions as the planet warms and connecting with other groups to maintain healthy gene pools. He adds plant species would be affected too, notably the iconic saguaro cactus, which acts as homes for many bird species. President Donald Trump has repeatedly argued that a border wall is necessary for national security.
The U.S. House passed an initial budget proposal allocating $1.6 billion for the beginning stages of the wall. The budget debate is expected to move into the Senate as early as next week. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.